This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you ka-ching. Ka-ching. Come on, guys, we talked about this. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And once you start selling, Shopify makes getting paid simple by instantly accepting every type of payment. What I love about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. You want to grow big? Shopify. You want to grow small? Shopify. You want to grow medium rare? Also Shopify. Shopify powers 10% of all commerce in the United States, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Connor from iFanboy. I'm here with Josh.
You all know my name, how I earn a living.
And if you've been listening to the show, you know that Jaws is one of our favorite movies of all time, especially Josh.
Farewell and adieu. Fair Spanish lady.
So we're very happy to tell you about a new Jaws-themed podcast that's coming out. It's exciting. We love Jaws. We love listening to shows about Jaws. And it's called Inside Jaws. And it's an immersive journey through 1975's pulse-pounding hit film Jaws. And it's what's cool about it is it's not just a podcast of a bunch of idiots talking about Jaws like we do sometimes on the show.
I think you wouldn't know an idiot talking about a podcast until it swept. Sorry. I can't help
it. What it is a very interactive, immersive show with full sound effects and acting, taking you through the story of Jaws, not just the film itself, but what led up to it, the real life history behind it, and the story behind the making of the film. It's really exciting. You follow Steven Spielberg as he makes the film from his early days making 8mm westerns as a young kid until he gets to Hollywood and makes a film that changes the entire industry forever. It's a tale of guts and glory. Guts being the thing that happens when a shark bites you. Glory is what happens after the movie comes out. You don't want to miss it. And you can hear the first two episodes right now by subscribing to Inside Jaws and Apple Podcasts or heading over to wondery.fm/InsideJaws. Or you can listen to the first four episodes ad-free by signing up for Wondery Plus at wondery.com/plus. That's wondery.com/plus. And if you love Jaws, it's a no-brainer. You got to do it.
I mean, it's a thing where they said, hey, we've got this thing. It's about Jaws. And I said, all right, let me take a look at it. All right, yep. I will help with this. I'd be pleased to help with this. Because Jaws is the best.
And you can find a link from the episode notes. It'll take you to the show. You can find it on our page. It's Inside Jaws, written and hosted by Mark Ramsey, the man behind Inside Psycho and Inside the Exorcist. And while you're looking for that show, Inside Jaws, you can find a preview right now.
The following contains mature content. You've been warned.
From Wondery, I'm Mark Ramsey, and this is part one of Inside Jaws. July 1, 1916. A perfect day at the Jersey Shore. Charles Van Zandt was in the mood for a swim.
Hey, let me show you how far out I can go.
He was 25, a smart-looking young man with dark, slick-back hair. Charles was a stockbroker from a prominent Philadelphia family, and this was his first swim of the summer season. As he paddled out, he could see the fine young women with their petticoats and parasols. They were watching from the shore. That cheer, that was for him. A few others were in the water too, but he passed them now. He was all alone. A man and his ocean and his dog. He paused just to listen. And he turned on his back and floated. He was engaged to be married to a beautiful woman. He was young and strong and handsome with a fine career. It was a perfect day, and he had a perfect life. And a golden retriever named Jack.
Jack, come on back.
Jack was swimming to the shore. Fine, Charles had made his point. He looked at the sand, people there, dots on the horizon. Ahead, the Ingleside Hotel, a grand and glorious gem on the water. There you could find sophisticated ladies and gentlemen who journeyed from New York City and Philadelphia every summer. The cities emptied, and they came. They came for the magnificent sunrises, the crisp ocean air, and the gentle sound of the peaceful surf. In the lobby that morning, local fishermen gathered. Where were the fish? They grumbled. The catch is awful. It was as if the fish were frightened of something. Charles was swimming the crawl, smooth, effortless. His dog was nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be heard.
Jack?
100 yards to shore. Ahead, he could see people shouting and pointing. 75 yards to shore. 50 yards. The sun was beating down on him. He could see his reflection in the sand below. 30 yards. He saw his reflection eclipsed by a vast dark shadow. The water was suddenly warm from the spreading pool of his own blood. Charles fought even as the predator's teeth ground down on his bones. He could touch the sand. He was almost out of the surf.
Grab his hands. Help me here.
Time was standing still. Charles reached out for help. That's when the thing let go.
Oh! Oh!
The monster had him again, this time by the thigh. The surf was receding. The fish was now on the sand, and he was holding fast to what was left of Charles Van Zandt. The creature's mouth was moving. He was trying to swallow the man whole.
Hold!
The monster was off the sand, back in the water. Nobody knew how or why, but the beast let go and vanished into the ocean. They carried Charles away from the water and laid him on a towel. The crowd gathered. Numb with shock and horror, he was still alive, barely. He was a sickening sight. His left leg virtually torn off, a gaping hole in his side where his thigh had been. He was blood and trembling, mangled flesh. I was looking right at him. I'll never forget his expression. It was blank, white, helpless, and so sad. Shaking, he raised his arm to the sky like he was praying for mercy. 1981, Phoenix, Arizona. She tells me, clean up the basement, I clean up the basement. Where to begin? Hey, I hope that wasn't a mouse. Gotta start somewhere. It was in a dark corner. It had been there for many years. A box full of old movies. Dozens of amateur 8mm films disintegrating. The box's owner had long since moved away, and so the box was shipped to Los Angeles, where two 15-year-old boys who made their own 8mm films worked day and night to repair them for weeks. The boys were overwhelmed by what they saw. Reel after reel, movies like their own, but much older. So many, so rich, so ambitious, and some featuring elaborate special effects. How do you do that? Dude, I have no idea. For their work, they were paid $250. They would have done it for nothing. That's it. I think we're done. The boys were named Matt and JJ. Matt Reeves would grow up to direct the Planet of the Apes franchise, and J.J. Abrams would one day helm a new generation of Star Trek and Star Wars movies. Their patron's name was scrawled in Sharpie across the side of the old box, hidden for years, forgotten, lonely, in the basement of his boyhood home. It read, Steve Spielberg. That was just a preview of Inside Jaws. To hear the rest, subscribe to Inside Jaws on Apple Podcasts, right now, or to hear the first 5 episodes of Inside Jaws ad-free, go to Wondery.com/plus. That's Wondery.com/plus.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on over and over in your mind about it. And like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often I have found, I am not a therapist, I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it. And sometimes it makes you realize like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it. Work your way through it. Figure out coping skills, how to get around it. You know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing. You should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/iFanboy.